Hey there guys, welcome to the Oxford Survivor Guide here on Brooks Radio. I'm still Chris. We're heading into that fun, winter's come in, it's cold as ice outside, it's not a good time. And of course there's exams and coursework deadlines coming up, so we're all a little bit on the stress side. Hopefully today we're going to be able to bring some of that down for you. We're going to play some good tracks, we're going to maybe talk through the exam stress thing a bit and give you some things to do for the weekend. Because, you know, all study and no play makes everyone really, really miserable, and the weather's not helping. So what we're going to do, we're going to start off today, we're going to play a quick couple of tracks, get you guys eased into it, and then we're going to talk about exam stress a little bit, and then we'll see where we go from there. So we're going to play you some Glass Animals, because why the devil not is the question. So that was Am I Crazy by Little Fish, preceded by Life Itself by Glass Animals. And like I say, continuing the tradition of playing some local Oxford bands, giving you a flavour of what's going on locally. Now, I said I was going to talk a little bit about exam stress and about coursework stress, because we're in that season. You know, that time just before Christmas where everything goes joyously well. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of you out there are having trouble coping or trying to really battle through whatever's going on to get this stuff in on time or to get ready for the exam. So I just want to give you a few little bit of tips and advice that's helped me through through life so far. So the thing with stress, especially exam stress, is that you need to release that tension somehow. And often I find the best way is to go and play sports. I mean, when I'm not carrying an injury like I am at the moment, unfortunately, I tend to play either Gaelic football, American football, regular football, anything that involves running around and kicking and shouting a lot. Because it does really release that stress, takes your mind off of things for a little while, just makes you feel, get it better, gives you that little bit more energy. Yoga as well is really good because it really concentrates the mind and again relieves some of that physical stress. If you're really having trouble, you're overthinking things a little bit too much, I recommend go on YouTube and find yourself some guided meditation. I know it's going to sound a bit new agey for some people, but just trust me, follow through with one or two and you'll find your mind will clear up. You'll be ready to take on the world a little bit more. Obviously, the other things to kind of bear in mind at this time of year, as much as you don't want to hear it and as much as, you know, I shouldn't be condoning such awful behavior, is to keep an eye on what you eat and what you drink. Don't get drunk every night. That's not going to help you. Coffee, it might keep you awake. It destroys your ability to study. That's science. Anything with too much sugar or too much salt in it is just gonna mess with you. It's going to ruin your brain. So, you know, try and drink less, try and smoke less, try and avoid the Pro Plus, no matter how tempting it's going to be, and avoid those takeaways. Make sure you're looking after yourself, because this time of year, you know, this is what all our results are based on. It's what's going to decide whether or not you get a decent job, ultimately, is how you look after yourself during coursework deadlines. So, you know, we're going to play another couple of tracks, I think, and then we're going to come back and give you some guides of what's going on this weekend, things you can use to distract yourself, but hopefully not too much. You know, try and get on those deadlines, because that'd be bad times. But we're going to come back after this, and I think, because I'm entirely winging this today, I think I'm going to play you some Stornoway. So this is I Saw You Blink by Stornoway. That was I Saw You Blink by Stornoway. And coming into the What's Going On guide for this weekend. So let's talk about Saturday first, as we always do, because, you know, logical order and whatnot. So for those of you who are sports fans looking to do this weekend, the best thing going on in Oxford sports this weekend isn't actually happening in Oxford, which is probably a little bit confusing, but there we go. Oxford City, the local non-league football club playing the Conference South, they're playing in the second round of the FA Cup away at Notts County. Now, I think it's on TV somewhere, I'm not sure. But if you want to be there live, you want to maybe come hang out with me and some of the guys that go down there, you want to see what would be a really good game of football, have a really good night out. Nottingham's a really fun city to just go hang out in. You can get on the bus from the stadium, which goes from Marsh Lane, and get your tickets for the game. Costs about £30 all in, which I know sounds like a lot of money, but it's a day out, and hopefully you'll see a really good result, see us make some history, see if we can get to play Monday night at Old Trafford in the third round. That's the dream. If you want to get involved with that, drop an email over to the club. The email address you need is media@oxcityfc.co.uk. That's media@oxcityfc.co.uk. Drop them an email, they'll get you a place on the bus, they'll get you a ticket sorted out. You can go down to the ground as well if you want. I think it's open 9 to 5 until Thursday. And yeah, get yourself down there. The more noise we make, the more chance we've got a result, and the better result we get, you know, the happier I'm going to be for next week's show. So, you know, it's really on you guys to make sure this is working for all of us. If you want to stay in Oxford, if you're not a football fan, or if you just can't be bothered, there's a few good things going on in town on Saturday night as well. If you get yourself to the Black Swan on Crown Street, which is just off Cowley Road, 9 o'clock, there's a local band called the Mighty Red Ox. They are the finest and funniest cover band you'll ever see in your life. I cannot recommend them highly enough. They are always a good time. The Black Swans, it's an interesting experience. It's a part of the Oxford experience, the pub you really need to get down and see. If live comedy is your thing, this Saturday at the Bullingdon on Cowley Road, 5:30, there's live comedy featuring Susie Raphael, Andrew Bird, Paul McCaffrey and Rob Deering, who are all absolutely brilliant. I promise you, you'll have a good time if you get down to that. I haven't seen any ticket prices. I think it's probably going to be somewhere around the £10-15 range, but you'll have a good time, I promise you that, because those guys honestly will have you in stitches. And if you're still looking for Christmas gifts for the rents or for the housemates or for the families, or, you know, if you're one of those people, for your tutors, for your lecturers and things, there's a flea market going on at the Magdalen Arms, top of Magdalen Road. It's on from 9:30 in the morning on Saturday, running till 5. They're advertising, they're doing breakfast and everything for it, but you can pick up some gifts. You know, it's your standard car boot sale in a pub, I guess. But yeah, get on down there and see what's going on, see if you can pick up some bargains. We're going to go into Sunday in a second, but as is traditional, I'm going to play you some random song I've picked off my playlist. So I think we're going to play you some Foals, and This Is My Number. That was Falls here on Brooks Radio, and hopefully you enjoyed that. You enjoyed the show so far. So I said we're going to talk about what's going on Sunday in town. It's a bit less of a busy day, depending on how you want to play it. Sunday's going to be a good relaxing day. Maybe try and get some more of that all important coursework I was just telling you to de-stress about done. But if you want to go out and about, you want to find something to do on Sunday, there's a live acoustic session at the Wheat Sheaf, which is on the High Street from 3 p.m. on Sunday, being headlined by the Demoiselles, who are one of the best local bands. If they had music on Spotify, I'd play you just them a lot. But get down there and see them live. They're one of those bands. They're going to get really, really big in a few years. So you're gonna want to be able to say you saw them. If you're not into the music scene, though, maybe you're one of the artsy types, then there is an art exhibition. It's called The Painted City. It's at the Tull Street Kitchen, which unsurprisingly is on Tull Street at 12 o'clock. It's by a local artist called Andrew Manson. He's a really good friend of mine. He's come and guest lectured at Brooks before now as well. He's got some really good ideas about the use of colour, the use of shapes. I believe this one is about painted sculpture. So it's going to be a lot of 3D work. He's got a really interesting view of the city. And I've always really enjoyed his work, which you'll see up on the walls around most of the pubs in town. He's a top guy. He's exhibited all over the world. And again, one of those real rising stars of the local scene that probably doesn't get enough love. Who knows, maybe I'll try and get him down to come and have a chat with us as well at some point, because he's just a good all-round fun guy. I've known him a long time, and I've got a lot of love for that boy, a lot of love for Manny. So I suppose we really should play some more music, because I like to play more music than talk sometimes. I feel like you'll probably get quite bored of me talking if I keep talking. So in a second we're going to come back with the discount section, because I know that's all you really listen to what I'm talking about for. And if you feel like I'm filling because I'm trying to find something to play you, then you're probably quite correct, because I'm really trying to make a decision. I think we're going to play I Know His Blood by Vienna Ditto, because it was the first thing I looked at. Enjoy. Okay, hands up who saw that dub break coming. No one did. It takes you by surprise. I love that track. So, like I said, it's turning into the all-important discount session again. That was I Know His Blood by Vienna Ditto. Give them a listen, give them a follow on Spotify, because they've been long gone, but they deserve some love. Maybe we can persuade a comeback. So yeah, let's talk about some of the discounts around town, because winter's coming in. I feel like we're all probably getting a little bit sick of it. Yeah, you know, most of the guys I know, I've been around town for a long time. I was able to just bring what I need over and grab what I need when I need it. But I know some of you guys are from out of town. A lot of you guys are from out of town, so maybe you forgot to pack some winter clothes. Get yourself ready for this cold. I know we've got a lot of students who've come over from the Malaysian sister schools who are really struggling with the cold a little bit. So I've had a little bit of a look to see where in town's giving you some discounts so you can find some all important winter clothes. And what I've pulled up is if you go into Topshop, you can use your student card to get 10% off. I'm sure they've got something there you can find and afford. French Connection 15% off is also a thing there in the Clarendon Centre. You'll also find Gap in the Clarendon Centre. They're doing 15% off with a student card. For the girls, New Look are doing 20% off right now with a Uni Days code, and so much going on. The student cards are doing 10 or 15% in Oasis. Jack Wills again 15% off. So those are some pretty strong discounts to get you through the winter. If for some reason you need something for your for wherever you're living, for your halls or for your flats or whatever, get this down to Boswell. Sign up for their student club as well, because they're doing 20% off their huge old department store at the end of Corn Market. And they sell everything from toys to bedding to, you know, those extra blankets you need to kitchen equipment, whatever you might need. If you're needing books to help with your studying, help with your coursework, to help with your revision, always get yourself down to Blackwell's, who offer huge discounts on textbooks. Waterstones are offering 10% off of various textbooks and deals on them for your course as well. There's plenty of discounts around at the moment. Also, if you want to check out any of the tracks as I destroy the studio, as you've already heard in the background. If you want to check out on the tracks I've played, they're all on Spotify. If you haven't signed up yet, and God knows you should have done, because they've been hanging around giving out free gifts long enough, every time there's an open day or Freshers Week or any kind of fair, Spotify are giving you a 50% discount with a valid student card. You just have to log in through your Brooks email, and you can apply for that. And you know, that's a little bit of background to keep you going whilst you get through this long, hard slog of winter. Now I'm going to play another song, and then we're going to do that bit where I sort of let you go whilst randomly plugging stuff. If you don't like randomly having stuff plugged at you, you know, feel free to turn off now, but I'll be sad, and if you make me cry, something will happen bad somewhere else in the world. So let me see if I can find a song, because I, again, am not hugely prepared. I'm going to play you a song called Hang My Picture by Tamara and the Martyrs, one of my favourite local bands. I always say it's one of my favourite local bands. I genuinely do have a lot of love for every band I play on this show. And hopefully I'll be able to get Tamara in, because she's a really, really sound lady. So this is Hang My Picture. Enjoy. And that was Hang My Picture by Tamara and the Martyrs. Now it's time for us to start making our way out. Unfortunately, I've got to go to the law fair tonight, which will give you some sense of when I record the show. If you ever want to come stop by and hang out, go and hunt down some jobs. So if you've enjoyed the show, please do give it a like and a share. If you're already on the Mixcloud, because that's how you listen to us, please give me a follow. I'm hoping to launch a few new podcasts on the same page, on my page, in the next semester. There's going to be a few things that might be interesting to film students, people who just generally like pop culture, and I might even reveal a bit of the old stand-up comedy that I used to do. You never know. But if you want to follow me as well, you can follow me, like I said, follow me on Mixcloud. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Chasing Lamely. That's Chasing Lamely. Feel free to drop me a message. Tell me if you've liked the show, if you've hated the show, you've got questions, you've got suggestions, feel free to get in touch. You need to like the Brooks Radio Facebook page as well. We're there. Just search Brooks Radio. You can give us a like. You can post to the wall. If you've got questions for me or for anyone else who's hosting on Brooks Radio, please, please do drop them in. Otherwise, find me on Facebook. I'm Chris Sprouls. I'm very easy to find. If you can spell my surname, I'm not going to tell you how. That's the test of the week. And drop me a message. Otherwise, have yourselves a really, really good week, guys. I will no doubt see you next week, hopefully with some good news, because I'll have seen some good football and maybe have won this legal competition I've entered in tomorrow night. And if not, we'll just have some good old fun. We'll play some more local music. We'll talk a little bit more about exam stress. I might have a guest as well. Hopefully my friend Yelda's going to come down. We always have a good laugh. It will essentially just be us talking about exam stress, playing music, and making fun of each other. So it will undoubtedly be purely good banter. I'm going to play you out, I think, with some fixes. This is Iron Deer Dream. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all next week. Thank you very much.